Okay, get this. Imagine looking at a photo, right? But instead of just seeing it, you can feel it. And I mean really feel it, like the photographer's heartbeat.
You're kidding?
Nope. Their body temperature even. We're talking about experiencing a photo with more than just our eyes.
That's wild. It's like stepping right into their shoes when they took the picture.
It's exactly what a team out in Japan is researching. Image flowing, they call it.
Image flowing, okay.
They're really pushing the limits of how we experience photography, but
Yeah, because, I mean.
before we get ahead of ourselves, why does this even matter?
Right.
Why try to feel a photographer's pulse coming through a picture?
Well, I mean, think about why people even take photos in the first place.
Okay, yeah.
It's not
Yeah.
just to document how something looks, is it?
Definitely not. It's about capturing a feeling or a memory.
Exactly. You want to hold on to that emotion. And that's what these researchers behind image flowing, that's what they're zeroing in on. They're saying most people, they see photos as, more than just visuals. They're emotional snapshots.
Yeah, visual record of how you felt.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not taking a selfie to prove I was there, you
Yeah.
know? It's all about the feeling behind it.
Exactly. But that's the thing. Can a simple photo really get those feelings across? Image flowing, that's what it's trying to solve. It's weaving in the photographer's like actual vital signs right alongside the image.
So how does it even work? Are we talking photographers like wired up with sensors?
Pretty much.
Like some high-tech version of photography?
In the research, photographers were hooked up to a bunch of devices, a wristband to track their heartbeat, a chest strap for their breathing. They even used an infrared camera to get their skin temperature. All that data, everything, collected as they were taking the photos.
Wow, that's commitment. So you've got all this data. What do they do with it? How do you even turn that into something someone looking at the photo can experience?
That's the really cool part. They've got these output devices that recreate everything for the viewer. Imagine like a bracelet that vibrates with the photographer's heartbeat as you're looking at their photo.
Whoa, you're not just seeing the photo then, you're like physically feeling it. What else? How else did they translate it?
They developed this thing called a breathing frame, which changes how fast or slow it moves based on how the photographer was breathing and for temperature. They used a thermal table that gives off heat, matching the photographer's temperature.
So you're not just seeing the image, you're getting a whole sensory experience of what the photographer was going through. But
Exactly.
are they using like just straight recordings of their heartbeat and breathing?
For temperature, yeah. But for the breathing and heartbeat, it gets even cooler. They actually synthesize music in real time based on that data.
Wow. So each photo has its own soundtrack based on how the photographer felt.
Yeah.
That's incredible. So you're not just seeing, you're hearing the photographer's internal state too. But how accurate is it? I mean, can it really capture those subtle emotions? So they actually tested this out, right? They didn't just like assume it worked.
Oh, yeah, they definitely put it to the test.
Yeah. But how do you measure something like, whether you're actually feeling someone else's emotions? That seems really hard.
Right. It's tricky, but they use this tool called the self-assessment mannequin or the SAM test.
Okay, the SAM test, what's that all about?
Basically, people looked at photos, some with the image flowing, some without, and then they had to rate them on these emotional scales.
Emotional scales, what were they measuring?
Three main things. One was something called valence. Basically, how positive or negative an emotion feels. Then there's arousal, how intense or calm it is. And finally, dominance, how in control someone feels because of that emotion.
So it's like mapping out the flavor of the emotion, how strong it is, and how much it affects you.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. But how did they know if people were actually picking up on what the photographer was going for?
They got the photographers to rate their own emotions while taking the photos.
Oh, clever. So they compared how viewers felt to the photographer's actual feelings.
Exactly.
And what happened? Were people totally off when they looked at a regular picture?
Without image flowing, yeah, people's ratings were kind of all over the place. Like, on average, they were off by more than 2 points on a 9-point scale.
Wow, so just looking at a photo, we could be totally misinterpreting the feeling behind it. Okay, what about with image flowing? Did those extra senses make a difference?
That's the thing they did. With image flowing, the difference in those emotion ratings shrunk down to just over 1 point.
Okay, so maybe not perfect, but a big improvement.
Yeah, and statistically speaking, that difference was big enough to say, hey, image flowing, this is legit. It's actually changing how people understand the emotions in photos.
That's really interesting. It seemed like image flowing made a bigger difference for some emotions, though, like with dominance, right?
Definitely. And I think that's where it gets even cooler. It kind of suggests that, like adding in those cues, the heartbeat, the breathing, it's not just about feeling them separately.
Right.
It's about how our brains mix them with the image itself.
Interesting.
It's like they can change how we see the whole story the photo is telling.
It's like those vital signs add a whole other layer of meaning that we don't even realize we're picking up on.
Totally. It's like image flowing is using a deeper part of our brains that goes beyond just, you know, looking at a picture. It's like we're eavesdropping on the photographer's body.
That makes you think about all the stuff we might be missing when we just look at regular photos. Like, we're only getting a tiny piece of the story.
For sure. Think about it. What if we could share our own photos with that kind of bio data?
Right.
How would that even change how we interact online? Would we be more empathetic, more vulnerable even?
Imagine, like, posting a photo on social media, but your friends don't just see your smiling face. They can feel how excited you are. It's like a whole other dimension to sharing.
Exactly. And think about the potential for accessibility. Like for people who are visually impaired, image flowing could open up photography in a way we never thought of.
Totally. The possibilities seem endless. But I am curious, where do they see this whole image flowing thing going next?
Well, remember that gallery exhibition they did? They're thinking even bigger now.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Like stadium-sized photos with giant heartbeat lights.
Oh, maybe not that big. But they want to see if they can let the viewer actually change those vital signs they're experiencing. So instead of just feeling the photographer's heartbeat, your presence could change its rhythm, like speed it up or slow it down.
Whoa, that's next level. It's like a conversation between you and the photo. How would that even work?
It could be as simple as, you know, how close you're standing to the artwork or even how long you stare at a certain part of it. All those things could change how the photographer's data plays back. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah. So it's not this, like, static thing anymore. The photo's almost alive, responding to you.
Totally. It's almost like it's blurring the lines between the person looking at the art and the art itself.
Yeah.
It becomes more of a team effort.
I love that. It makes you wonder, what even counts as art anymore with this kind of tech? But being realistic isn't strapping yourself up with a heart rate monitor every time you want to take a photo kind of impractical.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's definitely not the easiest thing to do right now.
Yeah.
That's why they're trying to figure out how to make image slowing more accessible. They're imagining sensors built right in the cameras, like in our smartphones.
Oh, interesting.
So you could just, like, snap a pic and capture all those feelings without any extra stuff.
Okay, now that would be a game changer. No more bulky gadgets, just pure emotionally connected photos. That's pretty amazing.
That's the goal. And it's closer than we might think. Technology's always changing, always pushing the limits. Maybe someday sharing our emotions through pictures will be as easy as sending a text.
Sign me up for an emotionally charged Instagram feed. But speaking of emotions, there's something I've been thinking about with this whole idea of capturing feelings through our bodies. Emotions are kind of complicated, right? Like, there's got to be more to it than just, oh, my heart's racing. So can just those basic physical signs really capture, like, the whole range of human emotion?
It's a big question for sure. And to be fair, these researchers aren't saying they've, like, cracked the code on emotions or anything. Like, those bio signals are some perfect map of your feelings, but they are creating a whole new way to communicate those feelings, something beyond just like words or facial expressions.
Well, it's more about adding to photography, not like replacing the complexity of emotions entirely.
Yeah, exactly. Think of it like music. A song can make you feel a certain way, and it's not just about how fast or slow it is.
Right.
It's everything. The melody, what instruments are playing, it all works together. Image flowing is kind of similar. It adds in these little cues that our brains are really good at picking up on, even if we don't realize it.
It's like we're understanding each other on this whole other level. Like our bodies are talking without us even trying.
That's a really good way to put it. And it makes you wonder, what other senses could we bring into this? What about smell? Or even those tiny little expressions we make when we're feeling something strongly? The ones we don't even realize we're doing.
Whoa, you could be scrolling through vacation photos and you not only feel how relaxed the photographer was, but maybe even smell the ocean or see a hint of sadness in their eyes, even if they're smiling in the picture.
Exactly. It's about making photography more than just what we see, bringing in all those other things that make us human.
This has been seriously mind-blowing. I never thought exploring photography would get so deep. Feeling someone's heartbeat through a screen. It really changes how you think about art and tech.
I know, right? That's the best part of technology, though. It forces us to look at the world in a whole new way.
So true. Any final thoughts for our listeners as we wrap things up? What should they be thinking about after this deep dive?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is that we all crave connection.
Right.
And we're always looking for ways to share what's going on inside. Image flowing is just one example of how we're using tech to do that. But it makes you wonder, what other barriers can we break down? What else can we connect with?
Now that is something to think about. This has been another fascinating deep dive. We'll be back next week with another intriguing look at the ever-evolving intersection of art and technology. Until then, keep those creative sparks flying.